And we're back!
We're back!
And we're better than ever. I said that last time. We just keep getting better and better and better and better.
I was going to say, by tomorrow morning at 9
better than ever.
You will not be able to stand us.
Exactly.
We will have ascended to heaven. Well, I'd like to make a very quick announcement.
Okay,
I am now over 100,000 at TechTwist.
Oh,
for those of you
there.
Keeping score at home, I'm at 126,660. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. You're going to make it.
I haven't lost my points yet. It has not happened yet.
You see, I've already hit my my big total, so.
Yeah. If I ever at any point if I lose my points, Stinny will do the next broadcast by herself because I will be bereft.
No.
I'll be over crying in the corner.
Oh no, that's not going to happen. All right. Let's get back to our discussion of people we'd invite for dinner.
Yeah.
So far we've got Jack Benny, Jesus, Amelia Earhart, and Alan Arkin. This is shaping into quite a dinner party.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I've often put him on my list of people to invite to dinner, even though I have a feeling he might be a bit of a gloomy ghost.
Oh, I know who this is going to be.
David Letterman.
Yeah, Letterman used to be on my list. He's not anymore.
For some reason, I just think if he'd loosen up a little and, you know, and he's just damn likable.
He is.
I like Dave.
I love Dave. But the reason he's not on my list is because I have heard he's kind of a downer.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's all right.
But, yeah, he could bring pictures of Harry, you know, now that he's a daddy. We could talk babies with him. Maybe that would get him out of his
and doggies.
Funk.
You could talk to him about doggies.
Doggies.
Always talk
Hello,
to him
baby.
About doggies.
Hello, baby.
Baby. He's always good with dogs. Well, my next one. This is the only eye candy on my list.
Oh.
But I did choose him less for the eye candy and more for the conversationalism and the fun. Mike Rowe. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, now that would be fun.
He would have some awesome stories. Unfortunately, they would all be about poo and not appropriate table talk.
But he's very genial.
He's very genial. I think
he can talk opera with you.
He can exactly. He can get along with all different types of people. I think. And
show up in his Ford truck.
Yeah.
And then take you all out for a ride later.
And when everybody else goes home, I could just take him back to to the man trap.
Yeah,
we'll have a little fling.
I guess my eye
while you're hanging with Alan
has been Alan Arkin.
Exactly. Everybody else can go home. Mike and Alan will stay behind, and we'll have a good time. I think Mike. You know, I didn't like Marcello. I couldn't put Marcello on the list because I don't know how good his English is, and I thought he'd just be sitting there quietly most of the night because he wouldn't understand what anybody else was saying, and
just
probably
nodding
be kind
and
of pissy
smiling.
And. Maybe trying to pick up Amelia Earhart, you know. but Mike Rowe, I think, would be fun and engaging and witty. And
he's on TV as we speak. Are you watching Mike?
No, I'm not watching
Mike. Got
it
on,
the
sound's off.
He's on there's a big Dirty Job Marathon on for like the next 6 hours or something.
But I promise you, we're not going to spend the next 6 hours talking about Mike.
No, we won't.
As much as we could.
I could if I wanted. So that's, there you go. Those are our next two people. Oh, Factor Crap.
Oh, crap. Oh, sorry.
Hang on, wait till I ask. Factor Crap, the Old Man of Hoy, is a well-known rock formation in Scotland.
Fact.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you. I'm back on a roll.
Fact.
One in a row.
The superstitious believe it is bad luck to use black-headed pins when fitting a dress.
Ah, crap.
That's fact. I'm sorry, Beth. That is fact.
Are there superstitious tailors out there? I had no idea.
Apparently.
And you must measure the inseam on a certain side or you will die.
Exactly.
While making it.
Okay. All right, last one, Factor Crap. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a hard time pronouncing this. So,
boy.
Michelle, forgive me if I mispronounce this.
Uh-oh.
Salz Kammergut is an Austrian alpine region and not a musical instrument.
That's fact.
That's correct.
Yeah, that Salz couldn't be an instrument.
It's probably
I know my instrument.
Salz Kammergut. That's probably pretty close to the pronunciation.
Sounded almost like Schwarzenegger there for a minute.
It's a, people of California. Alrighty. That's enough factor crap for this time around.
Factor crap.
Do we have anything else? I feel like I blew my wad earlier doing the slot machine game, because as I mentioned in kind of a hurried fashion last time, but I did hit that 10,000 credit jackpot. So well, now I just haven't been playing, because there's okay, no fun after you hit the big jackpot.
Let's see if I can do a round of text twist and get all the words. Here we go.
All right.
Sad. Oh, there we go. Sadist. I got the sixth letter.
Good.
Sis.
Say them out loud.
Sit. It's. Deus. Tad. Stayed. Yep. AIDS. Aid. Get in there. Okay. Ads. Don't stick on me now.
Deus.
That's what I said.
Oh, you use deus already?
I said deus.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Trying to help.
You got deus, though. You got said. Yeah. Let's see. Sat. Need another A.
That dis. This doesn't make for very exciting Hucklebug, I thought it
would.
Oh,
ass.
Duh. Oh, ass.
Ass. Ass.
Sids.
No, they're really way strict.
Can't use sudden infant death syndrome.
Addit. Addit. Oh, all right.
What'd you say? Addit?
Yes. Addit. Da, 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 da.
Yay! Bet got them all.
There you go.
All right, perfect. All right, well, then we're going to end that
that's
here.
That's not a way to end. Perfect. I don't know what is.
I don't know what is either. I think that's perfect.
All right.
Okay, so we'll be back. Now we're going to be back at 11:30. Yes, 11:30 we'll be back. Perfect. We'll see you all at 11:30.
Bye.
Bye. Hug a bug.